Good morning, my friends. It is my joy to greet all of you who are joining us this morning on live stream on this fourth Sunday of the Easter season. We're so glad to be with you and to be connected in spirit on behalf of all of us who are gathered here in the sanctuary this morning. We are in God's house together this morning and so glad that you joined us. We would like to invite you to register your attendance to worship this morning, live stream. This is a new practice we're going to try, and hopefully on the screen now you can see information about how to register and let us know that you were here. If you're a church member, we would love to know that you're able to attend live stream services and to see your names. If you're visiting with us, whether from right here in Nashville or across the country or across the world, we want to know who you are and to be able to pray for you and to learn more about you if you would share some information with us. As we prepare for worship, we invite you, as always, to light a candle to create the space for you to worship. This is a communion Sunday, so if you have some bread available and perhaps some juice or water or wine, we invite you to prepare that as well, as we will be breaking bread together this morning. Finally, we have, for the past few weeks, been able to see one another's faces in the passing of the peace. We've invited folks to share with us videos of themselves saying, "The peace of Christ be with you." And we need more of those videos. So we would love for you to send those in. If you would email them to Chase Benson, we'll get those in the rotation in the Sundays ahead. This Sunday, we are honoring our graduates, our 2020 graduates, all of those who are graduating from high school, from college, from Vanderbilt Divinity School across the street. And toward the end of our service, before our final hymn, we have a slideshow to show you their faces and what their plans are, their next steps. And we grieve the fact that we cannot do this in person and celebrate them in person, but we invite you to pray for each one of these as the slideshow goes by and to continue praying for them in this season that is so different from how they expected it to be. Finally, we want to thank all of you who have helped us collect snack bags for our friends and neighbors who are homeless, and we had a great response to that, and now we want to focus our attention to Glencliff United Methodist Church, one of our partner churches in Nashville. Glencliff is serving as the Metro Nashville Southside drop for food and supplies for neighbors without housing. It's not a walk-up site, but a place for outreach workers or pastors to utilize supplies and resources for some of our most vulnerable neighbors. They're running low on food and have asked us to donate. So there'll be a list online for what we're asking for, and also in the live feed right next to this video on your computers this morning, there should be a link to give you more information. We continue to do what we can to serve the needs of others. We gather this day at the table to be nourished and fed by the Good Shepherd. Let us worship together.
Good Christians all rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world brand new speed bring. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you. ever-present God, we find ourselves scattered about, and we feel separateness. Even so, you gather us for this shared moment of worship. We find ourselves under immense stress, wondering when fear might subside, and we feel discouraged. Even so, you walk alongside us.
You teach us to be still like the water, to know peace like the pasture.
We find ourselves eager to reach out and seek justice, but we feel helpless. Even so, you reveal places where love can abide and grow.
Let us offer stillness like the water and peace like the pasture.
Let us continue to worship God as we confess our sins, that we may receive the forgiveness made possible through Christ's life, death, and resurrection. Let us pray. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. I invite you now to pass the peace. If you are with others in your home, pass the peace with them. You may text a friend, or you may share the peace in the comments. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Join me in the Easter prayer for illumination. Resurrecting God, open our hearts to your holy word so that we may truly understand, and understanding that we may believe, and believing that we may follow Jesus Christ in all faithfulness and obedience, seeking your honor and glory in all that we do. Amen. Our scripture reading today is Psalm 23. I would invite you to join me in reading this psalm from the King James translation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I invite my children to come a little closer and spend a moment with me as we think about our Bible reading today. The very first verse of our Bible lesson today says, "The Lord is my shepherd." There are lots of places in the Bible that talk about God being sort of like a shepherd. I don't know if you've ever seen a real shepherd, But I know some of you get to be shepherds on Christmas Eve when we gather for worship. And if you've ever dressed up like a shepherd on Christmas Eve or any other time, you know that a lot of times you get a staff, like this big, tall stick that's curved at the top. That's called a shepherd's staff. Well, in the psalm that we just heard, the psalmist says, "The staff and the rod of the shepherd are comforting for the sheep." He's saying that there's something about the shepherd that's like God. And what is it that the staff and the rod do for the sheep? Well, the staff has this big crook in it, this big bend in it, so that if a sheep slips down a hill or maybe gets stuck in some bushes, the shepherd can gently pull the sheep out and bring the sheep back into the flock and back on the path that they're walking on. The rod of the shepherd was used in sort of the same way. You know, they have to move a lot of sheep in the same direction, and there might be a sheep or two that's sort of going off in the wrong direction, and the shepherd can use the rod just to gently guide them and keep them on the path. And that's what God is like in our lives. God can rescue us and save us and help us when we get into trouble or struggles. And God can guide us and show us the way and keep us making good decisions and good choices. And it helps us to hear from God when we pray, when we read the Bible, and when we worship together. Let's pray together now. Loving God, we thank you so much for taking care of us and for guiding us. We're grateful for the Bible, which tells us that you are like a shepherd, always looking out for us, always providing for us and protecting us and guiding us. We thank you, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I look forward to seeing some of you all dressed up as shepherds when it comes time for Christmas. Several months ago, a group of us on staff got together to plan out worship from January through the summer. And we wanted to focus our sermons around this theme of the journey. In the month of February, we wanted to look at the first part of the Sermon on the Mount, and we called it the journey upward, going up the mountain with Jesus. In the season of Lent, the month of March, we shifted to the journey inward, where we continued with the Sermon on the Mount, and we began exploring spiritual practices like prayer and fasting to look at the inner life as we follow Jesus. And then our plan was, after Easter, in the season of Easter, to shift to the journey outward and to read all of the passages from Acts that are in the lectionary during these weeks. But then the coronavirus hit. And we've landed in a very different kind of season than the one we expected. And many of us find that what we need most from the scriptures in these days is a word of comfort, a word of assurance, a word of hope. And so we decided to shift our plans a little bit. Instead of hearing this morning about the stoning of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, we turned to the psalm instead. And lo and behold, the psalm assigned for this day in the lectionary, just as a gift, is Psalm 23. Perhaps the most comforting words of our tradition. Many of you, I know, have memorized this psalm. And that's one of the reasons we invited you to recite it with us, and we used the King James Version this morning, because those are the words that so many of us memorized in Sunday school growing up or later in life. Those are the words that we hear often recited at funerals and memorial services. In fact, these are words that are so familiar to us that we sometimes take them for granted. And maybe it's been a while since we've walked through this psalm with fresh eyes and ears to see if there are new things that God might show to us. And so I want to invite you this morning to come along with me on a brief walk through this very familiar psalm. In this season that we're in of social distancing and pandemic, and see what this psalm has to offer, what blessings are buried within it for you and for me today. Well, as I see it, this psalm has three basic movements, and I want to look at each movement briefly with you. In the first movement, it's all about God's provision. The Lord is my shepherd. The psalmist announces this is the image that we're invited to explore together, that we are sheep, helpless and needy, but we have a shepherd who knows us by name, who guides us on right paths, who leads us into green pastures and to still waters, in places where there is an abundance of more than enough to eat and to drink. And in the presence of the Good Shepherd, we lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack anything. And yet here we are in this very unusual, scary season, when we're not sure that we will have enough. Or we're certainly not sure that everyone will have enough. I was listening to a story on my way into the church this morning, an interview with a man in North Carolina who's lost his job, and he's been trying to get connected with unemployment, and he can't get through, and he's worrying about how he's going to pay his rent and how he's going to buy his groceries. We all joke about the lack of toilet paper, but deep down we're concerned about there being enough. And news stories this week about perhaps a shortage of meat, it gives us anxiety. It makes us wonder, does God provide? Will God provide the abundance of enough for all? Well, the psalm invites us to trust in God's provision, to know and believe deep down that it is God's good will that all will have enough, that there will be an abundance of enough for all and no one will have lack. And perhaps that means for us, who are the sheep of God's pasture, that it's part of our calling to participate in providing for others, to make sure that God's will is being done, even in this moment, to do what we can to share and to notice where there is lack. And so we have this invitation today to share food with our neighbors at Glencliff United Methodist Church, all sorts of opportunities coming before us every day to share as we're able. And I believe that is part of our calling, to participate in the work of the shepherd and to trust that there will be enough for us as well. Then the psalmist shifts into the second movement. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Hebrew here implies the deepest, darkest places, places where there is death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. One of the things this tells us is that following the shepherd's path doesn't mean that we will avoid the dark times. It doesn't say the shepherd will take us the long way around and help us avoid suffering. It doesn't say that the shepherd will rescue us from the darkest valley or rescue us even from death, but that walking through the valley is part of living. There are times when we are in the green pastures and by the still waters, and times when we are walking through dark places of trouble. But even there, we will not be afraid. For God is with us. Did you notice in this second movement, there's a shift in the pronouns? In the first movement, it's the Lord is my shepherd, he makes me lie down in green pastures, talking about the shepherd in the third person. But here in the second movement, it shifts. I will not fear because you are with me. This reminds us that our relationship with God is an intimate, one-on-one relationship of love and trust. We say in our creed nearly every week, and we'll say it in a few moments, we are not alone, God is with us. And sometimes we also need to say, I am not alone. You, O God, are with me. So remember this morning, if you are by yourself or if you are feeling alone, that God is a shepherd who knows you by name and is with you right where you are, ready to provide and protect and hold you even as we walk through the dark valley. We say in our creed, as we'll say in a few moments, you are with us in life, in death, in life beyond death. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And finally, the third movement brings us to the table. The psalmist seems to leave behind this image of the shepherd and now give us this image of God who is inviting us into God's home, into God's house, and preparing a table for us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, what does that mean? I've always imagined it means that God escorts me in and gives me a seat of honor and fills my plate and my cup while all of my enemies, people who hurt my feelings, people I disagree with, people who've hurt me, are watching and grinding their teeth with jealousy. And I do think there's an element of that in the psalm, that God will provide for us and protect us from hurt from our enemies. We can eat in peace knowing that our enemies cannot hurt us at God's table. But I wonder also if we could look at the image a different way. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Maybe my enemies are also at the table. Maybe in God's house, at God's table, there is a place for everyone, even my enemies. There is a place for all at God's table. We believe that. In our church, in the United Methodist Church, we make it known as we come to the table, this is Christ's table, and anyone is welcome at the table. So the psalm affirms, perhaps, that there's a place for everyone at the table. And there's a place for you. And at God's table, there is more than enough. At God's table, the cup overflows. Your head is anointed. You are cherished and honored and treated as God's special guest. All of us are. And then at the end of the psalm, we hear the psalmist proclaim that he's finally found the place where he is home, where he belongs. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friends, this table is our home. And even though we are gathered around many different tables today in many different homes, we have one host, the Good Shepherd. We have one meal that we share. It is a meal of grace and abundance and love. And we share it together. So, my friends, at the invitation of the Good Shepherd, let us come home. Amen.
I invite you to stand in body or spirit and proclaim with me the statement of faith by our sister church, the United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We believe in God's love. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we come to a time of prayer, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. If you would like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout the week, please follow the link posted in the chat. This morning, we offer our sympathy to Patty and Lucian Davis and their family, who are mourning the death of Patty's brother, Richard Pryor, who passed away on April the 24th in Tanner, Alabama. Services will take place at a later date. Prepare us now, loving God, for a time of prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, our shepherding God, come close to us now. We need you in our time of anxiety. We need you in our time of economic uncertainty. We need you in our time of globe-trotting disease. We need you to bind our wounds and to pour your healing ointment on our heads. Shepherding God, you guide us with your voice. Help us to listen and follow, whether it's to go or to stay. Shepherding God, thank you for your Son, who laid down his life for not only those who follow him, but also for those who are not yet in the fold. Shepherding God, you have called us by name, and you have searched until you have found us. Enfold us in your love and renew us with your peace. Amen. We invite you now to give your tithes and offerings so that our congregation continue our vital ministries in our community and throughout the world. You can give through the website, or you can text to give, or you can mail in a check. We realize that many are suffering economically right now, but we encourage you to give as you are able. We know that God can multiply those gifts for God's glory and to benefit God's kingdom. So let us give with joy this morning.
Of the world.
lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, loving God, our good shepherd, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we, like sheep, have turned away and our love has failed, your love has remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Seated. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, the sheep of your own fold, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, then gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of bread. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and sharing of the cup, no matter the circumstances or troubles. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as together we sing the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and all of us gathered across the miles united by the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at the heavenly banquet.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and your holy church, our God and our Lord, is one.
And now, as the sheep of God's fold, let us pray together the prayer taught to us by Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Though the grains scattered, they became one loaf, blessed as the body of Christ and given to the world. The many grapes gathered from the vines have now been put into one cup, the cup of salvation poured out for you and for me and for all. As we prepare to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion this morning, I hope that you have bread and water, juice, or wine available to you. Each of us who is present here in the sanctuary will receive our own, and then we will take it all at the same time. So I invite you to follow where we are in the sanctuary, and at the right moment, I will say, this is the body of Christ and the blood of Christ given for you, and then we will all receive the bread and the cup at the same time. One of our traditions here in this congregation is to give a mission offering as we come to the communion rail. And this morning's communion offering will benefit the Michael E. Williams Endowed Storytelling Fund at Martin Methodist College. We heard a ministry moment from Byron Trauger way back in January telling us about this fund that they're establishing at Martin College, where Michael Williams was serving on the faculty before he passed away. To celebrate his life, this fund will assure that storytelling will be an integral component of the Martin Methodist College culture in the future for generations to come. So we hope that as you're able, you will give. You can give through the church website and designate it for the Michael E. Williams Fund, or send a check and mail it to the church. And your gift will go to serve many. And now, my friends, my family in Christ, let us come to the table. My family in Christ, this is the body of Christ broken for you and the blood of Christ shed for you.
Thank you.
receiving. You have given yourself to us, Lord.
Now we give ourselves for others.
Your love has made us a new people.
As a people of love, we will serve you with joy.
Your glory has filled our hearts.
Help us to glorify you in all things.
Amen. And now, my friends, let us take a moment to celebrate those who have worked so hard and are now graduating in the year 2020. Now, my dear friends, we take the path that God has set before us. As we leave this hour of worship, we know that before us are green pastures and still waters, and perhaps dark valleys. And yet God is with us in all things. And when God is with us, we are always home. Go in peace. Amen.